USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've been booming. Absolutely booming.
It's Tax Day 2019, and National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says Americans have a lot to be thankful for.
The economy's growing. Unemployment is down. Blue-collar wage earners are growing faster than their white-collar counterparts.
Kudlow was speaking on Fox and Friends. Severe weather over the weekend leading to the deaths of at least 8 people in the South. Nearly 24 tornadoes reported in several states. There was some snow on the northern side of the system. It was recorded from Missouri into Michigan. Chicago got about 5 inches, the most for that city this late in the season since 1961. Some of that bad weather is now affecting the Northeast, including Boston, where runners from around the world have begun the 123rd Boston Marathon. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Democratic Speaker of the House says she can work with President Trump. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Nancy Pelosi says she sees an abundance of interest for bipartisan legislation on a number of issues. On CBS's 60 Minutes, Pelosi was asked about the president.
I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
You think he knows it himself?
I think he does. Yeah, but I respect the office he holds, and he's not worth the trouble of saying, you're so horrible, we can't work together. No, we need to work together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Tiger Woods still savoring his first Masters victory since 2005, and his 15th major win overall, second only to Jack Nicklaus, who's won 18 in his career. Today is Tax Day 2019. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Democrat Cory Booker officially announced his presidential run on Saturday, and now the man they call Mayor Pete is formally launching his campaign as well. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has become one of the leading contenders for the Democratic ticket. The 37-year-old becomes the youngest candidate in the crowded field and the first openly gay major presidential candidate. Polls in Iowa and New Hampshire last week showing him in third place behind the yet-to-announce Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Mayor Pete was a Navy reservist. He served in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Around 30,000 runners have carbo-loaded and are ready to run the Boston Marathon in a few hours. One Afghanistan war veteran, who is now a double amputee, is among them. WBZ TV reporter Paul Burton is there.
I want people in Boston to understand that if I can do this, then they can do whatever challenge that they have in front of them.
Every step retired U.S. Army veteran Master Sergeant Cedric King takes, he knows, is for a deeper purpose.
Even though I was in a position where I lost legs, it didn't give me an excuse not to keep fighting them.
The 42-year-old lost both of his legs after stepping on an improvised explosive device while serving in Afghanistan in 2012. 21 months later, he completed his first Boston Marathon, a year after the marathon bombings. Now he's back for another 26.2 miles and taking in a Red Sox game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.